Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in tonight to our talk show, The Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Blog show is a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and many decisions about the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everybody's doing okay tonight. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a little bit exhausted. I've been baking cakes all evening, carrot cakes. I think I made about 4 of them, and I have a couple more to make, and I'm going to stay up until I'm finished with them. So I'll be up all night tonight, but I hope all is well with you. And tonight I am not as prepared like I should be, but I'm going to do the best I can. And I hope that what I'll be talking about tonight, that will still encourage you in spite of me not being prepared, and I'm sorry about that. But I got carried away in making those cakes and almost forgot it was Tuesday night. I must say we had a wonderful holiday get together this past Saturday at Arizona restaurant at Stonecrest Mall. It was wonderful. It was about 17 of us. We had a great time, and the food was delicious. Great fellowship. This time of the year is my best time of the year. Just love the everything about the decoration, the trees, the different holiday songs. I love playing my CDs with all the different songs, gospel, as well as a lot of other Michael Jackson Christmas and Mariah Carey, all of the different songs. I have a CD with a mixture of all different artists, and I play it in my car, and I'm just like a kid and listening to them. And it's just so much fun this time of year. And also enjoying the holiday with friends and family. And when Christmas morning comes, I hope that everything will be in, the weather will be nice and everything, and I can enjoy the time with my grandbabies, letting them open up their gifts and enjoying the moment with my family. And I hope that you will enjoy your family as well. Just make sure that you're with family and friends. Don't spend the holiday alone. It's so important to share and also to give. We also, during our Christmas holiday event, we collected shoeboxes filled with toiletry items. We all filled those shoeboxes up and decorated them like Christmas gifts. And they were all beautifully done by our widows. We have 17 boxes to deliver to the shelter. I'll be delivering the boxes on Thursday along with another ministry. We're doing it as a joint venture. They are delivering shoe boxes as well. They also have toys. The other ministry that I'm in is called the New Thing Ministry. They also have collected our toys and also pajamas for the children as well. So this year they're getting a lot from the from both of these ministries. So shoe boxes, pajamas for the little ones, and then also toys that we also receive from toys are taught. They also give to a nonprofit organization, and you give them to groups that you think that need these toys. So this is going to be a great thing on Thursday when we deliver those things to the shelter. And there are women and children and of all ages, from infant to 11 years old. So that's going to be one of our community service that we do every year to give and bless someone else. Well, tonight when I don't have anything to talk about, I always go to Joel Osteen, and I read something that I think is very interesting that you'll enjoy as well. Just one second, what happened to it? Okay. He talked about, and this is dealing with a shelter too, that's why I brought that up as far as what we do every year, giving to a homeless women's shelter with children. And this is something, I'm going to read a story that Joel and Victoria talked about, dealing with a shelter situation. One Christmas, this is what Joel was talking about, that several years ago before he started leadership of the ministry, he had a deep desire to do something different, to share God's love with people and their community. And he was thinking about all the women in shelters throughout the city, and wanted to do something special to help brighten their holiday for them. They came up with an idea to make some Christmas baskets and fill with perfumes and toiletry. And he was very excited about this project and couldn't wait to get it started. So he looked up the phone number of a nearby shelter and called to get a better idea of what the women might need it and how many to make. He dialed the number, and a sweet-sounding lady answered. Immediately, she began to ask some questions. Rather than getting excited with him, she just continued to ask different questions that she needed. The women began to grill him with questions, and she said, "This is a private facility, and the women need to remain anonymous." Then he asks, "Have you ever been abused? Do you know somebody who has been abused? Do you need help? Are you looking for help?" And he said, "No," I said. "I just want to brighten up the holiday for women in these shelters." She went on and on. He hadn't even heard him, thinking that perhaps. Just one second. Perhaps he had the underlying reason for calling. Finally, he ended the conversation and hung up, and the phone's feeling frustrated because the lady didn't seem to be excited about what he was trying to do. So he went back and he thought to himself, and then he called back. I'll call back tomorrow and speak with someone else. So as life goes on, sometimes you get busy with family and holidays project, and before he knew it, the Christmas season had passed and had missed the opportunity for this. And the name of the story is Miss Opportunity. Think about times that you wanted to do something and you waited around and the time passed and you missed the opportunity. Think about it. Have you, I'm sure, I've done it where I said, I'm going to do this for someone. But when, and you keep on saying it, but you never, get to it. And then something else comes about and you forget. And he said, "Oh, my soul, I forgot to do this. I forgot to take maybe some cookies over to the neighbor's house or a cake or whatever you wanted to do, you forget." So you missed an opportunity to give, to lighten someone else's heart. But going on with the story with Joel Osteen, several months went by out of the blue, and he received a phone call from the director of this organization, another women's shelter in Houston, and he was invited to speak at one of the major fundraising events. As she was telling him about the event, he remembered about the Christmas basket and his recent request, prayer request for God to show him something else for him to be able to make up for that time missed. He didn't have much experience speaking. He said experience speaking in front of large audience because he had just started the ministry at Joel Osteen's ministry. So he went and spoke at this event. And when it came the time for him to speak, he was nervous. But afterward, he knew he had done his best. He was so honored to be a part of helping these women, and several women, people approached him afterwards saying they were inspired by his words. Later on, a professional athlete and his wife who attended were so moved by his presentation that they made a large donation to the shelter. That donation helped those women way more than the Christmas basket could have. It took faith, stretching, and hard work, but it was marvelous to see how God brought back an opportunity that he had missed so many years earlier. He used me to bless those women way beyond what could have ever happened. imagine. So what Joel is saying here, he said, if you are thinking of an opportunity that you miss along life's road, know that God is a restorer. Don't get trapped in regrets. Instead, ask God to bring back those missed opportunities. Be bold today and dare to believe his promise, his promises. He's a rewarder and a restorer, and he is the God of a second chance. So what this is, just let me get back to, okay, what he is saying here, that he did miss an opportunity and doing what he wanted to do at the beginning to get the fill the basket with perfume and toiletry for this ministry, and he didn't get the opportunity. But later on, several years later, God gave him an opportunity to again, because he did pray about it. He did. He was unhappy that he were not able to do what he wanted to do, so he prayed about it. And sometimes when we pray about things, God doesn't always answer our prayer right then and there. But years later, he gave him, Joel, the opportunity again to speak at this event. And also, people were so inspired by his message that this athlete and his wife gave such a large donation to help the shelter more than the basket would have. The basket would have definitely served well as well. But God still had a plan to bless him, to help him achieve what he wanted to do, but in a different way, in a much better way. So just knowing, don't give up on things that you know that can help others. If you don't have an opportunity now, try to do it later. But it's so important that you, in this season, it's not always about receiving a gift. It's all. It's important that you give a gift. So these gift baskets, these shoe boxes that we're going to be delivering on Thursday, just knowing that God is going to bless you for thinking of these women who are less fortunate, and also in these shelter under, not because they want to, but they are there because they're trying to keep their family and themselves safe from harm's way, from abuse and different things, and also whatever situation that they may be in, that you are blessing them with things, because sometimes, and I'm sure that they're feeling that they don't have, they're not going to be able to give their children Christmas gifts or do something, give their kids Christmas gifts, and we are blessing them by getting these shoe boxes there wrapped up beautifully, and also the other ministry was able to get toys to bring as well, and the shelter also mentioned to us that they needed later that they needed pajamas for the children. So it's going to be a blessing when we do when we deliver those things on Thursday to them, and just knowing that God is going to bless you for blessing them as well, because we weren't just thinking of ourselves, we are thinking about others that need things. So just make sure that you don't always just hold out your hand looking for a gift, especially this time of the year, that we give to others. Don't always think that it's just good to receive. It's always good to give as well. And that's a blessing. And that's what God wants us to love each other and do for each other. So that's what I received in this message from Joel tonight. And it talked about, and after I know what we were doing with at the shelter this coming week, I thought that that would be something good for me to read to you and what happened with his situation. And I wasn't prepared, really, for this show tonight because I was busy making carrot cakes. And all of a sudden, it was 9:20, and I said, uh-oh, I forgot it's Tuesday night. But I thank God that he gave me something to go to, and I hope that that inspired you in some kind of way, that even if you were not able to give, make one of those shoeboxes up when we got together and give it to us this past week, that you can still do that. Help a neighbor. Take a gift or something to your neighbor that is less fortunate. Or send a card. The simplest thing, you can do the simplest thing. It doesn't have to be something really expensive. People appreciate a lot of things that just the thought of giving. So just be mindful of that, that it is important to give at this particular and during this particular season, because it makes you feel better also when you put a smile on someone else's face. So if you haven't done so, it's not too late. Christmas is not until Sunday, and it's going to be on the Sunday this year. It seems like I got so much time. I keep looking at the time. I went and picked up things for dinner. And I said, I'm going to have to put these things in the freezer because Christmas is not until Sunday. So I can't do any cooking right now because it's too early. It seems that way, but I know in a matter of days it's going to be here. But it just seemed like it's all of a sudden it's a long way off because you're not looking that Christmas is normally not on a Sunday. It's normally like on a weekday or even Friday, Saturday. But so I have more time, but I better use it wisely because the time won't fly. And all of a sudden I look around, it's going to be Sunday. But God is good all the time. I hope that you will spend time with you and your family and friends and don't spend stay alone at your home. Make sure that you share and spend time with your family because it's so important to be around family and friends. So do that and enjoy yourself. Be safe because a lot of craziness is happening in this world. And be careful. I hate watching the news anymore because it's getting worse and worse. Every time you hear, you turn on the news, you think that you've heard enough of stuff, and there you go, hearing stuff that they are doing again out there. So I just hope that God will continue to protect you and bless you and let you enjoy your holiday week. Now, this coming Tuesday, you might not hear from me because I think I want to go on vacation. I would like to take a little bit of time off. So if you will allow me next Tuesday not to be on the air, I would like to, there's something that I'm going to be doing, and I would like that time off. So I will be back the Tuesday after New Year's. So it's going to be 1 week. Because 1 week, next week is the week before New Year's. So if you allow me to not to be on the air next week, and we will start the new year right. I will have some guest speakers during the month of January. And also we're going to be doing some books, new books, going to a new location for book signing. And if you have a place for us to come and do our book signing, please give me a call. We have some more books we want to get rid of that I have on hand.
And also they can go to Amazon.com to purchase A Widow's Touch, 26 wonderful, moving stories of widow as they've gone through that journey of grief. That will inspire you, will encourage you, and will give you healing as you read each story one day at a time. Just know that this book has been written just especially for you or your friend, neighbor, or whoever is going through that time in their lives. So please reach out and purchase a book. And like I said, if you can't get in touch with me, just go on Amazon.com, and it's on the Amazon for $14.99 plus shipping and handling. But if you purchase it from me, it's $15. So just let me know. We have more on hand, and we want to bless the ministry. And we have many things that we want to do in the year of 2017 to bless others as we continue God's journey. So have a wonderful and happy and merry, merry, merry Christmas. And be blessed and be careful out there. Love you. And I'll talk to you right after the New Year's. May God bless you.
That you